Good morning with WVIK News. I'm Benjamin Payne. Hikers and bikers should avoid part of the Great River Trail in Rock Island for the rest of the week. Starting today, the city will close the bike path between Schwebert Park and the railroad bridge to Arsenal Island, or roughly from 17th to 24th Streets. The closure will allow a crew to work on levee maintenance from Wednesday through Friday. A trial has been set for a Burlington man who deputies found in a harvested cornfield not far from the body of his wife and their burning vehicle. Court records say Bradley Wishmeyer Sr. has pleaded not guilty to vehicular homicide while under the influence. His trial is scheduled for December. It was last April that deputies found Wishmeyer in the cornfield. When he could no longer stand much of the music he had to listen to as a newspaper music critic, Leonard Pitts switched to writing columns. And since then, his work for the Miami Herald, syndicated across the country, has won him a Pulitzer Prize and death threats. Pitts will speak at Augustana College tomorrow. Herb Trix reports.
Pitts calls being a columnist the greatest dodge in the history of American journalism.
That you get to write about whatever it is that you want to write about, and somebody will pay you for it. I still look up every day and wonder, how in the heck did that happen? How did I, is this truly legal? Are you allowed to do this?
He often writes about race, partly because of its impact on him as an African American and his family. But more often he thinks it's not just race, but about how we treat each other.
It fascinates me that one person can think he or she is superior to another person because of, how they love, or because of the color of their skin, or because of the religion of their parents, none of which any of us chose.
In past years, Pitt says, he considers himself an optimist, but today, he's not so sure.
We are seeing things and doing things and living through things that many of us never thought possible, and that, as far as I'm concerned, the threat to the Republic is very real. I don't think that's overstating it. I used to say that with some trepidation, say a year or two ago. You say, Leonard, are you being alarmist? And now I wonder, okay, am I being alarmist enough?
You can read Leonard Pitt's columns in the Quad City Times. He'll speak Thursday morning at Augustana College during the Fall Symposium Day, and his speech is titled, I Question America. I'm Herb Trix.
A renovation and construction project at Black Hawk College has reached an important milestone. This week, the final steel beam will be put in place for an addition to Building 1 on the Moline campus. Chief Financial Officer Steve Frommeltz says the 9,000-square-foot addition will include 8 new classrooms, what he calls collaborative classrooms.
It's a larger square footage. Each classroom will be about 1,000 square feet, and so it allows for different configurations of the seating. It also has different seating from the traditional sled desk or desk and table.
The addition should be complete by summer of 2019. Frommeltz says the new classrooms are part of a $16 million project in Building 1 that includes renovating all 4 floors, concluding next year to update classrooms, faculty offices, and other college offices. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.